Welcome to Plugged Into Long Island on 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, and 106.1 BLI, Long Island's number one for all the hits. Plugged Into Long Island is a half-hour interview program focusing on Long Island area issues. It is heard Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. and 6:30 a.m. and is available as a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Plugged Into Long Island is produced by the Cox Media Group Long Island Community Affairs team right here at our studios on Long Island. I'm Christy, your host for today's episode. Let me introduce our guest, the executive director of Camp Good Morning, Paul Rubin. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Krista. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. So for any of our listeners who may not be familiar with our organization, with your organization, not ours, what is Camp Good Morning?
So Camp Good Morning is a Huntington-based Long Island nonprofit. It's a 501c3 that provides free bereavement camp programs for Long Island children who are coping with the death of a parent or sibling.
So you said you're based in Huntington. Where exactly are you guys located in Huntington?
Yeah, so it's a remote office, so we don't have a storefront. Huntington is where we are located, but we serve all of Nassau County as well as Suffolk County.
Awesome. And how can people reach you if they needed to reach you?
So they can either reach out by phone, which is 631-772-9115. They can also find us on the web at Camp Good Morning, and that's MOURNING.org. They can also send us an email either at info.campgoodmorning@gmail.com, or they can write to me personally at paul.campgoodmorning@gmail.com. And just keep, you know, just keep in mind that it's MOURNING.
Yes. Thank you for that. Thank you. What are your operating hours?
So, you know, we take calls all the time, days, weekends. So we're available. We know that when there's a death in the family, especially when it comes to a parent and there are children involved, that the surviving parent is just looking for whatever they can to support their children. So, you know, when that phone rings, we just pick it up. So we say that our office hours are 9 to 5, but really we're open whenever they need us.
I love that. Yeah. Sometimes things, you need help in the least expected times, and it doesn't always fit in between a 9 to 5 schedule. So that's amazing that you guys are flexible that way. What would you say is your mission statement?
So really it's exactly what I started off with. So we're just looking to serve all of Nassau and Suffolk counties, children who are coping with the death of a parent or sibling. It can be a grandparent, if that grandparent or any member of the family who actually lives in the primary household. So we know that traditional families, quote unquote, are no longer necessarily traditional. So, you know, we will accept grandparents. If a grandparent has died, if an aunt, an uncle, a cousin, whoever it happens to be who lives in that household, our main goal is to support our children and their children.
Now, if someone wanted to donate or volunteer, how would they go about doing that?
They could do it the same way that I mentioned earlier about contacting us. So they can go to campgoodmorning.org. They can send us an email. They can drop us a line by phone. We're always looking for volunteers, especially because we have our spring camp coming up, which is May 3rd through May 5th, which is at Camp Quinnipet on Shelter Island, which is just a beautiful, beautiful campsite, water surrounding it. It's, you know, taking the ferry over from Greenport is very metaphorical for kind of leaving all your troubles behind. So, you know, anybody who wants to volunteer, they could just complete an application. We're always looking for big buddies who are usually 18 years of age and older. RNs are a big source of position that we always need. So, and social workers, of course. So we're always looking for support group leaders who have some grief experience, who can just really direct all of our support groups when the kids come in.
From when Camp Good Morning was first founded, how would you say your organization has evolved over the years to now?
Yeah, so when we started off, we were supposed to launch in June of 2020. And as you know, COVID hit in March. So we were forced, and it just shows the amount of flexibility that we have. But, you know, we were challenged to either change up so that we can meet the demand that's out there or not provide anything. And we decided that we were going to create a virtual camp. So we created a virtual camp. So if we're talking about how we've evolved, we went from a 3-day virtual camp. And because it was so well received, we went to a 4-day virtual camp. And then when it was safe and we put in all of our COVID protocols, we went to being back in person. So we've always had two camps per year, except for 1 year. And, you know, some of the big things that have happened is that there are a lot of different organizations and businesses who now know about us. So New York Life Insurance, who is a big proponent in children's bereavement, has really been one of our champions. Macy's has declared us for this past year their charity of choice for their Roundup campaign. The word is getting out. And I think the more that we're recognized, we're actually doing grief trainings in schools, and we're providing them for educators as well as the mental health teams, anyone that needs our support. We are now running support groups for the parents of the children who are grieving. So we know that when a parent dies, that there's a grieving spouse. And the grieving spouses, their priority is always their children, but they're never really looking after themselves. And that's one of the things that we're trying to focus on now a little bit more, which is supporting those parents so that they can have the skills and the wherewithal to be a better support for their children. Because it's really, really hard for a parent, because now all of a sudden they have to deal with maybe less income. Sometimes the parent who dies is the one who is the primary caregiver and primary money person. So now they have to go out and get a job. They may have to downsize. That person is now responsible for taking that child to all the appointments and the chores. And so it's really is a challenge for those parents. So our goal is to, while we're helping the kids, while we're providing these camps, which are two times per year, we do it in the spring and the fall. Now we also want to support those parents who can use a little extra support.
And I did want to just clarify, you mentioned that you were Macy's organization of choice for their Roundup campaign. That's in reference to, like, when you go to check out, if you round up, it gets donated to an organization and you guys are the organization.
Yeah. So the way it works is that Macy's corporate decides, you know, which national organizations they give to. But one time during the year, Macy's corporate says to the local Macy's stores, you get to choose what charity you'd like to give the money to. And so the Macy's at Walt Whitman chose Camp Good Morning. So go ahead.
No, I was saying that's incredible. That's
yeah, it was a surprise to us as well. When I got the call from Ann Field, I thought it was a prank. It was just kind of out of the blue. And I actually had to do some checking to make sure this was true. So we did. And we went in, we gave a little bit of a presentation to their sales force to tell them about who we are and what we do and how we do it. And in 2 weeks, they raised a lot of money for us. So we're so grateful. And the same thing with New York Life. New York Life Insurance declared us a charity of choice for one of their campaigns. And again, we could not be more thrilled or more humbled, because it says a lot about those businesses. And not only are they in business, but they show their compassionate heart.
With growing exposure, how many people would you say Camp Good Morning serves now?
Over the last few years, we've probably served about 150 kids. We've had the most campers that we've ever had in the last camp. We've had the most volunteers that we've ever had in the last camp. So, you know, as you said, it's all about heightening awareness, because a lot of families and a lot of schools never knew that there were bereavement camps for kids out there. And yeah, there are. It's just a matter of, you know, doing the marketing, do the promotion, speak to people like you and BAB and BLI. And you really are, you know, are our champions as well. You know, you're helping us to get the word out. And it's through this that families hear about us. They hear about us through social media. We have one person who is our school liaison who sends emails to every single Long Island school district whenever we have camps coming up, so that their social workers and their school psychologists, their mental health counselors, can then pass along that information to those parents who are those caregivers for those children, because those mental health teams are the gatekeepers. They know who those children are. So we're grateful for them as well.
You guys do different events throughout the year. You have the fourth annual Team Wing Eating Challenge for Charity coming up. Tell us a little bit about this, where and when it's taking place.
Yeah, so this is like a big fan favorite. So it's our fourth year. We're really excited about this because in the last 3 years, we've raised about $50,000, and that's just on eating wings. So people come in from all walks of life. Again, we're very, very grateful. New York Life is coming in, and they've actually issued a challenge. They have two offices, one in Nassau County and one in Suffolk County, and they've issued a challenge to their, I guess, separate county offices to challenge each other. And in doing so, they're helping to raise money for Camp Good Morning. So, you know, we're encouraging all the offices out there to take that into consideration. You know, if there are separate offices and different facilities, you know, there are, as we know, there are, you know, agencies have different offices in different counties, or maybe they're in the same counties. But, you know, it's a big thing because it's really about, you know, who's going to be, I guess, crowned, you know, Lord of the Wings, or yep. who's going to get bragging rights for the entirety of 2024. And we're offering, you know, we're providing trophies for those individuals. We're even going to give trophies for those offices so that they can actually keep it in their showcase. You know, whenever somebody comes in, it's some water cooler talk. It's the bragging rights. We're just really grateful. We have some great wing sponsors: Fridays, Zorns of Bethpage, Miller's Ale House, Buffalo Wild Wings, Hooters, and the all-new Sandwich Express over in Plainview. They're doing some stuff for us as well. So, you know, this is a win-win opportunity for everybody. You get to have some fun, a little bit of fun and philanthropy. You get the businesses who want to give back. And then, of course, the end result, it's all about the kids, right? We're just raising money so that we can send as many kids to camp as possible. That's our goal.
If people want to sign up and donate, is it the same way that they're contacting you guys? Like, is it the website and all of that? Or is there a separate way to do that?
No, they can go right to our website. And, you know, it's on our website. It's all over our Facebook page, our Instagram page. You know, we're really getting the word out there. So if they want to join, they can. I mean, the biggest thing is what I find, it's funny to see how many people, you know, begin kind of challenging each other and talking smack and just having a really fun time with it. And isn't that what it's really about? It's about,
oh, yeah.
It's about having fun. And we'll have raffle baskets. We'll have different ways, you know, 50-50. There'll be other things. We're looking to have an arts and crafts projects for the kids. And this is, by the way, this is not just for the adults. This is for the kids too. So the kids get involved. We actually had two of our campers win last year, siblings who ate 17 wings each in 12 minutes. So, and they raised over $3,000. So, you know, we have our campers who are getting involved. They actually came with their own rooting team. they must have had about 15 people who were rooting them on. They had gotten shirts with their names on it, which was Sib Wings, SIBWINGS. It's a hoot. And again, that's what it's all about. You know, we have our time for fun, and then we have our time when we go to camp where, you know, we talk about the grief and loss. But when we do these events, it's really about an opportunity for the campers to get back together, for people to have fun and raise some money to send these kids to camp.
Absolutely. Now, is there a deadline for registration? Can people just show up and walk in that day?
Yeah. So, you know, we discourage people's coming in and showing up that day. So registration, I believe, ends January 31st. So I'm not sure how many days that is from now, but January 31st is kind of like the deadline. They can do it all online. If people don't want to compete, but they just want to donate, they can do that by, you know, texting to donate. And we have that on our website as well. If they don't want to do either, but just see what it's like, watch the feeding frenzy take place, that's cool as well. They can do that. If they just want to come down and support the organization, they can just participate in raffle baskets. But it costs nothing to walk in the door. The only time it costs something is if a team wants to, if teams want to get involved and become part of the challenge.
Well, it sounds like a really, really amazing and fun event. I love hearing that people get so into it and create shirts and teams. I love wings. So this is a very, very tempting event for me as well. Anyone who's a wing fanatic is definitely going to be very drawn to this. So that sounds really, really incredible. And again, it's so amazing that, you know, you get to do this fun event. You get to go, you get to, you know, compete or show support. And, you know, I'm sure the energy is very, very, you know, up and fun and alive. And all of it's going to a really good cause. And it's helping children who really need it. And then when you go to something like this and you see how many children it really does affect, you're like, wow, this is helping a lot of people. It actually says on your website that 1 in 12 American children lose a parent or sibling by the age of 18. Do you think, like, do you agree that we as a society underestimate how often a death in the family happens?
I'm not sure if we underestimate. I just don't think that people are aware of it until they hear that statistic that, you know, it's 1 in 12 American children. So if you were to think about every single classroom, think about, you know, we're talking about almost 2 to 3 kids in every single classroom are grieving the loss of a parent or sibling. And most time those kids don't even know that those other children exist in their classroom. So not only are they isolated from, you know, from their loss, but they don't feel like, you know, they don't know anybody else who's like them. And that's one of the things that they get at Camp Good Morning, is that they realize that every child there is like them, and that there are other kids that they can talk to. And frequently they wind up leaving with, you know, really good friends after weekend takes place. And it's actually kind of sad. It's happy because the kids are now experiencing everything, but now they're kind of going back to, you know, their normal, quote unquote, normal life, where, you know, they may have made friends, but perhaps they're not in the same town. That's why we try to do these events, to bring them back together. And one thing that you mentioned, you know, yes, it's a great way for people to challenge. And so, you know, that's something for BAB and BLI to think about. Maybe challenge each other and come on down. And now you guys can talk smack to each other. And it's like, yep, this is our trophy. So,
oh yeah, we have a lot of foodies in the building, and we have a lot of people who love to compete with each other. And there's a lot of camaraderie here. So this is the kind of event that, like, people in our station, in our building, would absolutely eat up, because, and I don't even mean that, like, as a pun, like, I really do mean that people would love this.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Based on your experience, how difficult is it for these children to overcome, like, grief and death?
So, you know, it's not so much that they overcome, it's that they adjust. You know, we hear a lot about moving on, and, you know, we don't move on. Grief stays with us for our lifetime. It just kind of changes. So, for example, the way a 7-year-old experiences a death is not the way that a child at 17 experiences it. And as we get older, we learn to live with it. So, you know, one of the things is that as kids are growing up, they recognize that, oh, my dad isn't going to be there for my graduation. Mm. Oh, my mom isn't going to be there for my wedding. Oh, my christening or my bar mitzvah or whatever it happens to be. So there's always something else to remind them of their loss. When it comes to Mother's Day or Father's Day in school, and teachers ask their students to, you know, create a card for their parent. You know, I know that schools are becoming more aware of the fact that not all children have their parents with us, but how does that make that child feel? You know, what do they do unless they're told specifically, or the instructions are given that, you know, make something for someone that you look up to in your house, or, you know, someone who is a father figure, or, you know, something like that. So, you know, it's just something that we live with. The grief changes. It just, life happens around it. So mm-hmm. if you think about it as a taking off from Earth in a spaceship, you'll always see Earth in the rearview mirror, so to speak. But the Earth gets smaller and smaller as the spaceship goes further and further out into space. And space is what takes up our entire, you know, as a metaphor, takes up our life. The Earth is still the same size. It just looks smaller. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, actually, I love that metaphor. That's really accurate, I think. So I think that that's an incredible way to explain it.
Yeah, and, you know, and certain things will come up, you know, 30 years after the event, and a tear will come from one's eye. And not all people find the first year the hardest, you know, right. it's so individual. I run grief groups outside of camp. And, you know, that's one of the things that not everyone really kind of understands, But they learn it. And that's one of the things that we try to do is go into those schools and educate. That's part of the process, is educating people to understand that it's okay to talk about it. Not everybody's grief is the same. It's as individual as a snowflake or as a thumbprint. So just because, you know, someone's parent died doesn't mean that, you know, I completely understand what you're going through if my parent died, because my relationship with my parent is going to be different than your relationship with your parent, if that makes sense.
No, absolutely. Every single grief does not look the same in person to person, and it won't affect you the same person to person. The way people show it is not going to be the same. That's why you can never, you know, judge a book by its cover. There might be someone who is just a little bit more stoic, a little bit more composed. There might be someone who's a little bit more expressive. There might be someone who it hits them farther down the line, and there might be someone who they process it all right away. It's so different and individualistic, the process, that you really have to let people, you know, go through their process and move through the movements in their own way, because it's such a difficult thing to experience. It's probably one of the hardest things that we have to experience. Which is so crazy, because it's inevitable and it's a part of life, unfortunately.
And that's why it's so that's why, you know, it's we're kind of doing, in some ways we're kind of doing an injustice by not teaching our children about it. I know that in New Jersey they just passed something that says that grief needs to be there needs to be some sort of curriculum for grief in schools in New Jersey. I think it's the first state that has passed that. So if we can just educate, then there wouldn't be the stigma. People would be more apt to talk about it, which would normalize it. And, you know, we wouldn't have people, you know, saying some of the things that they're saying, if that makes sense, you know, like they're in a better place. You know, that, you know, what better place can that parent be than by that child's side?
Right. Yeah. Sometimes people are trying to offer some kind of comfort, and it just comes out in a way that's not helpful in the moment.
Yeah, but they genuinely, they're trying to be helpful, and we get it. But at that time, though, it's not helpful.
Right. Yeah. And like, it's like what someone needs in that moment is different, right? There are some people who, you know, they'll accept all of the condolences and the comfort and love and hugs. And there's some people that's like, I can't keep hearing. I'm sorry. I can't keep hearing it. You know, so just teaching people, even just to be mindful of it in response to people who are going through it, is, I think, really valuable as well. Before we wrap up, were there any other events or projects that your organization has coming up that you wanted to promote?
Well, I think the big push right now is for the Wing Challenge. You know, we want wing teams. So again, I'm challenging BAB and BLI to come on down and have form their own teams, and for bragging rights and, you know, all that kind of stuff. That's the biggest thing. But we also have, on the day that we have that Wing Challenge, we're also opening up our online applications for campers as well as for volunteers. So if somebody is, and all we're looking for are people with big hearts and are good listeners. We'll teach you everything that you need to know for camp about grief, because we do a 2-day grief training. So we're going to provide you everything that you need for that day. Everything that you need to know about grief. We'll have some fun as well. So it's not just going to be, you know, being in school. We're going to do some team building activities, which is a lot of the stuff that we do with our kids. So you get to participate in it before they do. And they're always having a blast. So those are the two biggest things that are coming up.
Awesome. Thank you for that. And really quickly, for anyone who may have missed it at the beginning, your website, phone number, and the best way for people to reach you.
Sure. So the website is Camp Good Morning, and that's MOURNING.org. The phone number is 631-772-9115. And they can always reach out to us by email, either by info@campgoodmorning@gmail.com, or they can reach out directly to me at paul.campgoodmorning. And that's again, MOURNING@gmail.com.
Thank you so much for that. And thank you so much for coming on and talking with us and chatting and telling us about what your organization does. It's so incredible to hear you know, what impact you guys have and how much you guys are growing. And we're very excited to hear about the wing eating challenge. That's something I definitely want to look into, possibly starting a team, because I am a very competitive spirit and I also love wings, and I would love to obviously contribute to the organization. So thank you for shedding a little bit of light on that.
You bet. It's our pleasure. Thank you.
This has been Plugged Into Long Island on 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, and 106.1 BLI, Long Island's number one for all the hits. Plugged Into Long Island is a half-hour interview program focusing on Long Island area issues. It airs Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. and 6:30 a.m. and is available as a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Plugged Into Long Island is produced by the Cox Media Group Long Island Community Affairs team right here at our studios on Long Island.